This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. You're on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now, we're proud to be on this station, AM 590, The Answer, the Inland Empire's leading talk station. Now, to the listener, you can always reach myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisor. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money. We do have an investment management division to us, but we are comprehensive financial planners. So if you do need help, whatever it is, you're coming soon to retirement, you're looking for help on if you should refinance, if you should sell, should you move to a different state, are you going to be, which investment should you do? Do you even need to invest? How much can you spend into retirement? When to take Social Security? Should you refinance? Should you, whatever it is, if it involves a dollar sign and you need help with that, that's what we do. And we can help people like you. We do it on a daily basis. You go through retirement or buy a home just once in your life. We do it 20 times a month. This is what we do. Give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment for you. If you call off the radio, it is a $500 value. So I would take full advantage of it. We help you of where you are today, how retirement looks like. We help you with taxes, go over investments, make sure you're not overpaying, properly allocated, properly insured, and estate planning as well. If you want help with that, if that's something you want to take advantage of, now is the time to act. When are you going to do it? When you retire, the day before? No, you want to plan for it. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Now, today, we're going to talk about a handful of items. There's a lot that's going on these days. I feel there's always something going on. I mean, that's what happens when you have a country of almost 400 million people and a world of almost 7 billion. There's always something going on. Some knucklehead that's doing things out there, or some country that's not that smart, or just things in general. And so what we want to talk to you about today is just you, in particular, ignoring the noise. Now, I know you're hearing noise now. I guess I'm the noise, right? But it's more like, what's on TV? What's worrying you? What's scaring you? Ignoring the fads. There's a fad that was going around, kind of, sort of is, this Pokemon. I think I'm saying it right. I remember it. There used to be a card game a couple decades ago, and everyone's talking about this Pokemon game. And I'm going to have somebody here, one of our colleagues, his name is Justin Argueta. I'm going to have him come on a little later because he's kind of one of our younger advisors. We're going to have him talk about these fads. But the whole point of the fad is, and by the way, why are we going to talk about it? Because I have no clue what the hell it is. And excuse me for talking like that, but I don't have a clue what it is. I guess there's people driving, clogging up Southern California traffic because they're over here trying to get these things on Pokemon. I see it on the news, so I have no clue what it is. So maybe we can get like a 2-minute explanation of what the heck Pokemon is and this new app through whatever it is. So I think that would be interesting because I have no clue what it is. But nonetheless, we're going to talk about just, it doesn't matter what the fad is, it's just ignoring the noise, because you're going to have people on TV telling you, buy this, this is great, this is going to be a good investment. And then on the opposite side, remember that British exit thing that was supposed to be a big deal and end everything and sell all your investment and crawl under a rock? How did that go? A few weeks later, we had record highs. The Dow was almost at 19,000. Yeah. And remember that? Everybody wanted to crawl under a rock. The market dropped 1,000 points in 2 days, and everybody was crazy. It's ignore the noise out there, folks. That's what you need to do. And sadly, you don't. Because that's the only way you get information, is from the newspaper or for the television. So if you don't, where else are you supposed to get your news from? Well, that's where professionals come in, folks. That's how we will always stay in demand. And thank you, news, CNN, CNBC, Fox News, whatever it is. Thank you for being terrible at your job because it keeps me in business. Thank you for scaring the public because it makes us competent advisors and helps people ignore it. And we call it noise. So we need them to continue to annoy you and scare you because you'll sadly, you're going to do the wrong thing. And I don't want you to do the wrong thing, but it's human nature not to do the wrong thing. Whether it's saying, don't push this big red button, you're going to walk around and be staring at that button now and push the button accidentally. Or if they're saying the market's crashing, you're going to be scared and sell the stocks. Whatever it is, you know what you should and should not do, but human nature doesn't allow. When the stock market goes down, you don't sell it. You buy there, but human nature doesn't allow you. And for that reason is why you need help. You need a second opinion. You need a third party to overlook your situation and tell you, we're not emotional on your situation. Respectfully, it's we stick to the road, we stick to the plan, because guess what? You get emotional when you see your money drop. We don't. I joke sometimes saying, you know what? You can probably do better managing my money than I can, because you don't care about my money. You only care about the plan and sticking to it. It's like a lawyer. When he goes to the courtroom, he gets in trouble. And he has, what does he do? He doesn't defend himself. He hires another lawyer. And the reason he hires another lawyer is because he gets emotional, just like a surgeon doesn't operate on their child. Why? Because it's emotional. They would rather have another surgeon do it. And that's what you need help with. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590 The Answer. We're with you every weekend. So, hey, if you need help with these things, folks, that's what we're here for. That's what keeps us in business. And we are offering a free financial assessment. Sometimes those assessments are smack you around a little bit, telling you what you should do. Sometimes it's, you need help, you need to do this, this, and this. Whatever the case is, whether it's taxes, whether it's what you need to do to stay on track for retirement, we can help with that. But sadly, people come after the fact. You don't do that. You don't go get a surgery first. You go to get opinions of doctors to figure out what you need, if you really need the surgeries, or if there are alternative solutions. Not after the surgery is done. When you buy a car, you don't just go buy a car. You research for the car first. You don't buy the first car you test drive. It's the same thing with your finances. And think about it, this is the most important decisions of your life. And how are you just going to do it, number one, on your own? Some people can. That's great. If that's the case, that's okay. But get a second opinion. For heaven's sakes. This is your life, and not just yours, but your spouse's, your kids, your legacy. This could be for multi-generations. And you can't afford to make mistakes. Nobody can afford to make mistakes. And these mistakes can be thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. And guess what? Sometimes it's millions. And nobody can afford that. I don't care who you are. So, take advantage of the financial assessment. Now is the time to do it. If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? You might think you're fine, but guess what? Why don't you get a second opinion to see you're fine? Hey, I feel healthy today. Does that mean I don't go to the doctor ever? No, that's not the case. That's not how it works. You want to make sure annually that you're good. And we are offering a free financial assessment. What does this mean? It assesses your situation financially. Take advantage of that. That's what we do. Give us a call. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Take full advantage of it. All right, so here I got the producer or manager here, Dan. He's saying we got Justin on the line here, so I'm gonna see if I can get him in. We're gonna hear about the noise that's going around this Pokemon thing. I have no clue what's going on. Justin, are you there?
Hey, bro, what's up?
All right, Justin. Justin's a financial planner with us, so he is excellent at what he does. He enjoys. How do you like working at Falcon Wealth Planning, by the way?
I think the word "like" is not the right word. It's love. I love working there, man.
I like. Well, what do you love about it? What's so much?
I think the biggest thing is the fact that we're helping people.
All right.
I love helping people. It's been the biggest nature in me, man.
Hey, that's what I like to hear. So, and we help people like you every day. So if you want help, whether myself, Justin, or any one of our colleagues, you give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help with your financial situation, and especially since we're offering a free financial assessment. So we got a couple minutes here before we go on break. Justin, what the heck is going on with this Pokemon thing? I know I'm not that old. You're definitely younger than I am, so I'm hoping, and we wouldn't have brought you on the show if you didn't know what the Pokemon thing is. But what the heck is going on with this thing? What is it? I don't understand it. Please, like, in, you see how much time we got left, a couple minutes. What is going on with it?
It's virtual reality. The future is happening right now in your eyes. In the last couple weeks, it's been futuristic stuff. That's the biggest thing. It's the fact that we're going and moving forward with new things and new inventions, and that's what Pokemon is doing for the new kids.
Okay, so then, so it's a video game, or when you say virtual reality, are you playing in the game? Is a game playing outside of it? What does that mean?
I think you can use both in the same word. Actually, it's you're playing the game outside because you're able to walk around and catch these things, catch these Pokemons. Actually, I just caught one right before we got in here. We're able to catch one.
Oh God! All right, that's alarming. So what? What? So okay, so just explain it to me a little bit. You catch things. You walk around. What does that mean? You drive. Tell me a little bit more.
You can do either walking, running, spiking.
So it's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, it's almost like a scavenger hunt. Exactly.
So the game is the whole sensation is a scavenger hunt.
Yep. Exactly. You're able to find things at every other place. You can go travel to Vegas and find something new.
So what is the reward for doing it?
The award is to get the best collection, to be the strongest Pokemon master. That's what everyone calls it. Everyone as a kid wanted to be a Pokemon master, and that's exactly what you're doing. It's catching, collecting, and being the strongest trainer there is all around.
Okay, and then once you are the master, people just try to dethrone you or something, or?
There's these things called gyms that you're able to control with these Pokemons, and people are able to see your name, which the biggest thing now is you want people to know you. So you're able to use these usernames that people, oh, that's so-and-so. That's why you're able to control and be the best of the best.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, now I know. So it looks like it's a scavenger hunt, folks. I wish they would just say that, Pokemon scavenger hunt. So I appreciate that, Justin, for letting us know. Folks, stay with us. We've got some excellent things talking going forward from here. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week, we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. We are talking about all things important in personal finance, how to save you money, how to avoid common mistakes, and make sure you take control of your finances. So we talked a little bit about making sure you ignore the noise. I was trying to make jokes, and Justin actually helped us out. I might even have him stick around a little bit, just of what this Pokemon thing is. I call that noise because this is a new exciting thing I guess Nintendo made, or some of the entertainment made $6 billion because of it, because it's the most heavily downloaded thing. The point is, it's noise. Don't go buying it now. If anything, I would not buy it, but the point is nobody knows, because the very next day, something, instead of Pokemon, it could be Fluffymon, and then all of a sudden that dethrones the Pokemon and nobody does it again. So it's just understanding, folks, that there's always something new out there. And I've said this before. I said this to my brother. And so I'm married. My brother's not married. I said, there's always going to be somebody prettier than the woman you decide to settle down with, or taller, or smarter, or in general, just a better personality. But you can't just always be looking for something better. I'm not telling my brother to settle. But my point is every time, every day, the pond is bigger, and just Records are meant to be broken, and you hear that from athletes all the time. You can't live your life trying to find the next best thing. What you should be doing is enjoying your marriage and just enjoying your life as it comes. Enjoying your job and making the best of your job and getting that higher promotion. And in this case, investing in stable markets, not trying to hit home runs, but hitting singles and doubles is what wins the game, not the team that hits the most home runs. Those are typically not the ones that win the World Series. That's the goal of how you become successful financially. That's the goal how you become successful personally. And that's the goal how you become successful professionally, is being consistent, not taking high risk. Now, of course, high risk equals high reward. That's why some people who start their own business, that's why some people who, I don't know, date around and just have a good life, I don't know so much there. Maybe they save a lot of money for not being married. Sorry, Sophia. But whatever the case is, it's just making sure that you stay consistent and have properly investments that are not taking too much risk. So with that being said, I do want to share with you that we had Justin on, and I kind of, I think Justin is still with us. So, you know, I do want to not so much interview him, but I'm going to kind of have him on here. It's Justin. He's one of our financial planners here. And he's, you know, I get this question a lot. You know, if it's, you know, a financial planner is in their late 20s, like, ooh, you know, I don't know if I trust somebody that's only been doing this for 5 years or 10 years. I want someone who's been doing it 20 to 30 years. I get that a lot. And let me hear Justin. Justin, you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
All right. So you get that, I'm sure, right? You're a young, handsome, very smart person. But at the end of the day, you got somebody that's 60, 70, or, you know, whatever years old. And they're looking at you saying, you know, I got grandkids older than you. Or I don't know. I don't, might not be the case. But you get my point, right?
I do.
Yeah. And then so, I mean, I was there. I was there 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And I used to laugh. I mean, I used to laugh. Let me tell you what I say, and it's probably similar to what you say, but I'll tell you what I used to say. I used to laugh and say, wouldn't you want somebody my age? I don't. Why are you upset? You know, if I were to get remarried again, it'll be somebody 20 years younger than me. So so you don't pass away before I do. Don't you want an advisor that's younger? So you're 60 years old right now. You want to hire a 60-year-old advisor? Why? So in 5 to 10 years, they retire, and now you're 70? And what do you do now? I used to laugh. I'd be like, wouldn't you want someone that's younger, ambitious, hardworking, returns calls, smart, and you know, the Neuroscience Institute of whatever has a kind of research that shows, sadly, I'm sorry, folks, but over the age of 50, brain capacity starts declining. So would you want an advisor that's over 50 or that's declining brain capacity? Or would you want someone? So I kind of used to joke, and I used to have that stat back when I was in my 20s so I could show them that statistic, saying, wouldn't you rather have somebody that's getting smarter, not getting the opposite effect of smarter? Let's not say it. But so I used to joke with that. So, but I like younger advisors. Now we have older advisors too. I'm nothing against them. But my point is the issue with younger advisors is people that are in their 50s, 60s, even 70s sometimes might be uncomfortable. And I used to just laugh when I was 10 to 15 years ago. Now I'm going to ask you, since I kind of gave you what goes through my mind, is what you go through similar?
I do. I actually do a lot of times. But my answer, it's a little, you know, a little different than yours. It's I'm spending 18 plus hours working for them every day. I care for my clients. I want to spend time. I want to sleep the less just so I can get the best of the best for them. They're seriously my life in a sense. And that's the thing, is that I can give them that and being able to sleep my 6, 4, 5 hours and still come back the next day and come back and spend my next 18 hours still working for them. So I'm able to put in more time than someone else that's maybe 20, 30 years older than me. But I'm not saying anything against them. They, you know, I'm going to gain that knowledge as time goes by. And that's the thing that I care about. It's I'm staying up to date and I'm going to be learning what they've learned throughout time.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. I mean, it's when you're... young, ambitious. I mean, you really, everybody remembers that age. I wasn't that far, that long ago, but you can conquer, you feel like you can conquer the world and you want to just work endless hours. And someone calls you, you're going to call them right back. When someone emails you, you're going to email them right back. That's just how it is. And no, I respect that. That's how it is. I kind of joke. We obviously have different personalities, but and that's true. And you know what? And that's what it is. Sometimes people forget personal finance is more personal than finance. And some people exactly. just don't grasp that. Unfortunately, some advisors, and you know what, Justin, most of the time, the reason they don't is because those advisors are just selling junk.
Yeah. That's the thing is that I'm not doing that. I'm looking for the best, for their best interests. Not for mine. It's for them.
And that's the whole thing of being a fiduciary.
Exactly.
When you're a fiduciary, and that's the big thing what Congress is talking about right now, is making sure that, crazy as it sounds, folks, if you haven't heard this already, get this. Congress is passing a law where Wall Street advisors, planners, whoever, actually has to do what's in your best interest. Think about that. That is not the case right now. Hence why you're getting a bunch of free dinner seminars in the mail trying to invite you to get a free dinner so you can learn about Social Security or retirement income or whatever, so they can hurry up and sell you this junk that's loaded with commissions that you can't get out of, that potentially ruins your retirement, all because some person wants to make tens of thousands of dollars based on the crap that they're selling you. And sadly, you have no clue because they're so good at sales and polish, and so many people in the room drinking, enjoying, and they're telling funny jokes, and you feel they're really good and nice, and you have a long relationship. But right after they sell it to you, you're never going to see them again because they just made their commission. And sadly, that's the world we live in. And what Justin just said is exactly right. Setting the firm up at Falcon Wealth Planning is a fee only, not commission based, not even fee based, but as a fee only, which means no commissions can be received any kind, fee only at fiduciary advisor, yet again, someone who's legally liable to do what's in your best interest, completely removes that. Justin is salaried. We are all salaried at Falcon Wealth Planning. Isn't that who you want to work with? You don't want to go to a car dealership, and I say this all the time, you don't want to ask the guy that works at the car dealership, what car should I buy? He's going to show you the highest S-Class, LS, or whatever model, 700 series model car, if you go ask them what type of car you should get. Of course, and sadly, that's the case. That's why you don't go to somebody that's compensated on what they sell you. Just like you don't go to an insurance agent and ask, what should I get? Of course, they're going to offer you the annuity, the whole life, the variable life, the expensive insurance, because it affects their paycheck. They do not get paid unless what they offer you is accepted. So that's why you need to get that opinion of a third party, objective, fee only financial planner that is salaried, that we don't respectfully care what you do. We're going to tell you the good, the bad, and the absolute ugly of the situation. And that's what we do. And we are offering this free financial assessment to you at no cost. All you have to do is give us a call. We can help answer any question you have, making sure you're not any high commission, high fee, high products that you currently have in the investments, making sure that you're ready for retirement, properly insured. Maybe you have Social Security, when to take it. If you haven't already taken it, make sure you're not paying too much in taxes, potential tax strategies available. We can help with all of that. You give us a call. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com. For short. Now we're going to wrap up the show here a little bit, but Justin, I want to thank you for sticking around with us, being on air. You know, you're our advisor here. You know, for the listeners that are out there, there's multiple advisors that can help. Justin's absolutely one of our most fantastic for the reasons you just heard. He cares about the people. And he goes out of his way. Sometimes we say, hey, listen, you know, it's, you know, they're fine, they're good. But he goes out of his way to make sure that truly he has the family feeling of when he works with people. And that's what drew us to him, why we've been trying to bring him on for a while, and why he is on board. And we're so happy he is on board. So Justin's one of the many advisors here, here at Falcon Wealth Planning. We suggest that you take full advantage of calling us so we can help people like you. So Justin, we appreciate you jumping on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me here tonight.
Absolutely. So, hey, as we close out the show, we want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach out to myself, my colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation. We're here proud to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. Enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.